Holmes is a public health nurse at the Scott County Health Department. A couple weeks ago, she noticed a spike in phone calls regarding HIV testing.
We kind of just talked about it amongst ourselves, like we've been getting a lot more calls.
In a normal week, she says she would maybe only get one.
Now that the news has broken, we're getting 10 to 20 a day calls. Okay. We're getting a lot of calls.
The region has struggled with opiate addiction in recent years, but an outbreak of HIV is new and troubling. The Scott County Health Department can't test for HIV, so Combs has to refer callers to neighboring Clark County. Dr. Kevin Burke is a health officer at the Clark County Department of Health, which faces the difficult task of tracking down people who may have contracted HIV.
You know, these people feel suspicious, they feel paranoid. Sometimes they are reluctant to reveal their contacts, but our staff has done a very good job of establishing a rapport, a relationship, trust to get that information. And then, you know, you go to that contact and start the process all over again.
Something that will further complicate the tracing process is that a couple of the HIV-positive cases are linked to commercial sex work, meaning the virus could have spread outside the circle of known drug users.
Commercial sex workers don't keep a ledger of clients. Well, they may have contact information, but most of those encounters I expect are anonymous and casual. So yeah, there is concern, you know, maybe there are hundreds of people that have been exposed to HIV within the last 2 to 3 months.
The state so far has sent one person to the Scott County Health Department to start HIV testing, and more are expected to help out with the tracking effort. Those state workers may be necessary reinforcements, as Burke expects the number of infections to grow to as many as 150. While health workers are currently focused on finding people who may have been exposed to HIV, stopping its spread is also a high priority, one that some say isn't getting the attention it needs. Some states allow clean needle exchanges, where addicts can turn in their used syringes for new ones. They've been shown to be effective in reducing rates of infection and have the backing of the American Medical Association. But Scott County won't get a needle exchange anytime soon because they're not allowed in the state of Indiana. The state initially offered to distribute harm reduction kits, supplies of bleach, and instructions for cleaning syringes, which would hopefully help contain the virus. But county officials now say that the state has backed off that promise. The State Department of Health didn't respond to requests for comment. For Combs, the HIV outbreak is a reminder that the county has a long way to go to beat its drug problem.
You know, we've worked really hard trying to get this, and that's why I think I'm so discouraged, because this happened and this stuff is still going on and still a major player, even though we've been working on this for several years now, you know, really trying to combat it. So that's the hard part, is that we thought we were doing a better job than we are, I guess. And I mean, outbreaks are horrible, but an outbreak of this, it's impossible.
Combs and Burke hope that even after the outbreak is contained, the attention will help them finally address some of the outbreak's underlying causes, drug abuse and a lack of resources to fight it. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jake Harper.